instead of taking it out on your friends and neighbors.
Hey, Brian, your dog's been in my trash again. What the heck?
Try relieving the pressure right here. Call us and get it off your chest. Then, spend the rest of your day in your happy zone.
Morning, Brian. Oh, would you look at that little cutie just sniffing through all my personal things?
WRTA.
Right now on the outside clear, it is a nice morning. Boy, we've had a lot of crisp mornings this week. 56 in Altoona. In the news, Altoona man's death sentence vacated by a judge. Huntington man jailed for child pornography. An Indianapolis man, yes, from Indianapolis, Indiana, that Indianapolis, accused of stealing money from Bedford High School. Boy, people will do anything for a free ride. And Altoona man arrested on drug charges. All that coming up in news. Well, in sports, the Pirates just simply, when they go to Cincinnati, they just cannot win. They just can't win. Lose last night in the ninth inning, trying to turn a double play. A game for the ages out at PNG Field. Went nearly 3 hours, so forget the pitch clock, but when you see the numbers, you'll know why. Both teams hit double digits last night, and the curve almost let a huge lead get away. Talk about that. And Baker Mayfield, well, you know, I have to do this. Baker Mayfield is on the front pages today. He's crying because he didn't get a new contract. So it goes. All that coming up.
It's time for WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Views and opinions expressed by the hosts of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of the staff, management, or ownership of WRTA.
Yes, I disagree with what I'm hearing.
Or most of the other people that are listening. And now, WRTA Mornings.
All right, it is Friday. It is the last day of the week, the work week, and the last day of the month.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, but you stole the thunder.
Well, you know what?
Throwing me in the Baker playpen.
Yep.
All right, talk about Baker Mayfield. What is he boo-hooing about?
Well, he is feeling disrespected.
Because?
By the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because he didn't get a new contract. Well, that ergo. Now, he sat in front of the microphone yesterday, said he had hoped to get a new deal during the summer, didn't work. He says, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I'm just going to go out and have my best season ever, which I wrote in your sports. I want you to read what I wrote. I won't steal your thunder again. But he is pouting with lip out. You know how you pout?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he feels disrespected because he wants to be one of the top 10 paid quarterbacks in the NFL, which once again, this episode proves that it's not about the game. It is about business and it's about money. It is not about the game. He did say that he was going to go out and he says he's worked out very hard in the offseason, says he's ready to go. He's going to have his best season ever. Well, of course, because now he is PO'd at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and he wants to show them. Now, I guess this must be the last year of his contract, which means if it is, he could be a free agent next year. and he's going to show them that he should be paid like one of the top 10 quarterbacks. Well, Baker, when was the last time you were in the playoffs, let alone the Super Bowl? When? This guy is getting to be like Lamar Jackson. And, you know, ESPN...
although he tends now to be healthier than what Jackson is.
ESPN, once again, is just not... they're not pushing the narrative. They're shoving it down our throats of how good Lamar Jackson is. The guy has won, what, two playoff games?
Walks on water.
Yeah.
You know, I am so sick of that. I have never seen anybody given more credit for doing less.
And paid for it.
Yeah.
Handsomely.
Yeah.
Like the other one, the other narrative that they are shoving down our throats already. The Dallas Cowboys. Dak Prescott, he's healthier than ever. He's going to lead the Cowboys to the promised land.
Tell me how he's doing 5 weeks into the season.
Yeah. When hopefully they're about 1-4 or 0-5.
He's got a hamstring, a knee, an ankle.
And he's getting paid $60 million a year. For what?
He's the Mike Trout of football.
This guy hasn't even won a playoff game, let alone got to the playoffs.
He's the Mike Trout of football.
Yeah, the other way around, I guess. Yeah. I mean, and again, it's all the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, it's like if the Dallas Cowboys don't play and win in the Super Bowl, the season is for naught. It's the same with the Yankees. Oh, and by the way, last night or yesterday afternoon, the White Sox beat the Yankees on a walk-off in extra innings. But who do they talk to after the game? Aaron Boone. Both ESPN and MLBNYY. They don't talk to the White Sox, who are one of the best stories in baseball, because not only did they only win like 42 games last year, they're in first place in the Central Division of the American League, having a great year. They've turned their team completely around. They don't talk about why they won. We have to hear why the Yankees lost. Oh, well, what kind of a team are you without Aaron Judge? Oh, when is he coming back, Aaron? Oh, we really need him. You talk about being sick and tired. Oh, my goodness. But the Dallas Cowboys are the ESPN equivalent of the Yankees on MLB Network. It is just relentless how they want this team to make the playoffs and win.
Well, this is the only way you can fill time after you've been aimlessly filling time with worthless NBA Summer League games. I mean, it's almost to the point. I remember when ESPN first started. I can remember working in the basement of the Pen Alto Hotel, because that was around the formation time of the ESPN network. And it was like, what are they going to do at night? I mean, overnight. They're going to show Tiddlywinks?
Almost.
Well, guess where they are?
Tiddlywinks.
They're showing Tiddlywinks. I have seen the most bizarre accumulation of sports on television that I have ever seen. Frisbee leagues, wiffle ball, cornhole, axe throwing. I mean...
oh, you forgot the big one.
Pickleball.
Well, you forgot the big one. Keep going.
Just
keep rattling them off. You'll get it eventually. Pillow fights.
Oh, yeah. Pillow fights. Yeah.
Thank you. And poker.
And by the way, the Savannah Bananas, did baseball need the Harlem Globetrotters? Because that's what they are.
That's what they are.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
And now it's
a
league.
And does need to be made that big of a deal?
Well, apparently now it's a league. They formed a league. It's called Banana League Ball.
Yeah.
Banana Ball. Banana Ball League, whatever.
Whatever.
And now ESPN is a schedule.
And so that, you know, and groping for time to fill, they come up with anything as far as any long form programming goes. And then for their sports centers, I've never seen a more worthless presentation in my entire life. Let's be real. Okay, you're at a time of the year. Now you can talk a little bit about the NFL. Training camps are open. So if there's a story that comes out of anybody's training camp, sure. Go ahead and talk about that. The league hasn't started yet and won't for over a month. And So, you know, it's like this is the period where baseball should be front and center, especially now that the beautiful game is over.
I would rather watch any of those things that you mentioned, any of those games or sports that you mentioned, rather than listen to them pound the Dallas Cowboys down our throats for the entire season. Every Monday morning, it will be, what did Dak Prescott do? How did the Cowboys look? And of course, who's the only guy that gets interviewed after Cowboy games? Jerry Jones. I mean, it is frighteningly sickening. I'd rather watch anything else on ESPN than listen to that drivel.
Yeah.
About the Cowboys. Because, again, there are 31 other teams in the NFL. But yet they just have this penchant for talking unnecessarily long about the Dallas Cowboys. And it's not just on SportsCenter. It's on Get Up, and it's on First Take, and it's on the Pat McAfee Show, and it's on NFL Live. It is unbelievable. Last night they were howling about the Yankees on SportsCenter about why are they losing? Why can't the Yankees win? Why three of their best players who are making hundreds of millions of dollars are sitting out. Cody Bellinger, Aaron Be All Judge, and Giancarlo, I never play a single game, Stanton, he's been out since late March. And he's making $32 million. He's been out since he signed. He's been out since he came to the Yankees. He has stolen most of that contract from them because he never plays. They have to keep him. I don't know how they probably pay with direct deposit now. Wouldn't you like to be the controller sitting there who's probably making $15 an hour, type in these ridiculous hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of paychecks for these guys who aren't playing every other week? How would you like to type in Aaron Judge's $500,000 paycheck every 2 weeks and you get your $15 an hour check 3 days late? How would you like to be that person?
And you know what? That person doesn't have a job anymore because that's all computerized.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Hey, we don't need you anymore. See ya. You know, we're going to save your $15 an hour salary.
Yeah.
And pay these guys not to play.
Yeah.
So anyway, on ESPN, I'd rather watch anything. I would rather watch Banana Ball than listen to that. They are funny.
The Banana Ball guys.
They are funny.
Yeah.
And you're right. It is the Harlem Globetrotters. And we tried to get them here. They tried to bring them here, but they won't play.
It's too small.
Too small venue. Yeah. They won't play the small ones anymore.
Isn't that? Thump your chest, boys.
Yeah. We're not coming to your rinky dink.
You were
place.
A curious oddity in minor league baseball.
Yeah, and now
you're it's not big enough for us.
Now for us, you're untouchable. Us meaning the Curve.
Yeah. I'm blown away because I've seen them in major league parks with bigger crowds than I ever see in major league parks. It's just crazy.
Especially Miami and Tampa. Miami
Them in Boston. They had Fenway packed.
Yeah, of course they did.
Jeez.
And they come for like 3 days. They stay for like a series of games, not just one. But Miami and Tampa, the only time they fill up their stadium is when the Banana Ball is in town because they sure as heck don't go to their team's games.
No. Nope.
They could both be undefeated and playing for a World Series and nobody would go.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Partly sunny and 83 today. That's what AccuWeather says. Partly cloudy, 60 tonight, 82 and cloudy tomorrow, and then thunderstorms on Sunday. Humid, not as warm, 75. Humid Monday and 76, and some morning showers. And then on Tuesday, still a shower possible and a high of 80. It's 59. It's mostly sunny at 6:31. It's WRTA Mornings.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. President Trump says Hamas and other armed groups in Gaza will disarm as part of a deal brokered by his Board of Peace.
Provisions of the plan, he said, will result in a Palestinian government in control of Gaza with no harbor for terror groups. It would also, according to the plan, ensure security for Israel.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The father of a school teacher learns his fate.
This is the first parent in Georgia and only the third in the country to be convicted for a mass school shooting committed by their child. And in this case, the dad gifted his then 14-year-old son an AR-15 rifle used to kill four people.
Fox's Madison Scarpino. Prosecutors say 55-year-old Colin Gray failed to address his son's deteriorating mental health or remove his access to guns. He was sentenced to 15 years. America's listening to Fox News.
Sunny and 59 at 6:32, Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. Federal Judge Joy Conte has vacated the death sentence of 63-year-old Andre Staton, former Altoona man convicted of the 2004 murder of his girlfriend, Beverly Yawn. According to the Altoona Mirror, under a negotiated settlement, Staton will be resentenced to life in prison without parole after being found intellectually incompetent to face an execution. In 2006, Staton was convicted of stabbing Yawn 12 times in front of her children after forcing his way into her mother's home early February 25th of that year. Staton is currently in prison at State Correctional Institution in Somerset. 68-year-old Huntington County man identified as Ronald Wolf is facing child pornography charges after a routine probation check by York County officers on July 6th uncovered a video on his laptop of a minor performing sexual acts. Following the discovery, Wolf was placed in the Huntington County prison. Bail was set at $25,000. He's currently on probation for other charges in York County. State police say that an Indianapolis man faces an arrest warrant for allegedly posting as a contractor to steal over $1.6 million from Bedford High School for a renovation project. The alleged theft was discovered when an Altoona-based renovation company claimed they had not been paid. Investigators say bank records later revealed that 70-year-old Terry Record allegedly opened an Evansville, Indiana business account by posing as an employee of the contracted company. Investigations revealed Record allegedly forged documents to intercept payments intended for the school's renovation project. Reportedly, the money has been reimbursed. 64-year-old Altoona man was arrested following an investigation that uncovered a methamphetamine distribution operation from his 14th Avenue apartment. According to Altoona police, Darryl Lee Smith is facing felony charges, including possession with intent to deliver. He's in the Blair County Prison, where his bail was set at $30,000. Pennsylvania officials are questioning the Department of Homeland Security's claim that thousands of non-citizens are registered to vote in the Commonwealth. In a letter to DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen this week, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt wrote that the department has not identified its methodology or what data it relied on in reaching the conclusion that there are more than 14,000 potential non-citizens illegally registered to vote in Pennsylvania. He added that past analysis of voter lists have relied on faulty methodologies that can lead to inaccurate results and false claims about the citizenship status of eligible voters. Schmidt asked DHS to evaluate its claims and provide a document explaining the methodology and data sources. Didn't I already say that? Lancaster County apparently is the epicenter of a measles outbreak in Pennsylvania. Health officials say 92 of the 158 reported cases in Pennsylvania this year have been traced to Lancaster County. That's almost 60%. The health department says none of the reported cases are fully vaccinated. Retired State Trooper Thomas Reed from Clearfield County has reportedly posted his $1 million bail following his court appearance for a double fatal DUI crash in Pike Township last week. Investigators allege Reed was intoxicated when his truck crossed the center line, killing a motorcyclist and a woman driving a minivan. And state police in PennDOT have initiated a statewide crackdown on aggressive driving, again, running through August 16th to combat a surge in fatal crashes. Now, this is a good one. Officials noted that traffic fatalities are spiking during summer months, with data from 2025 showing aggressive driving caused over 50% of crashes in several local counties, including Center at 61%. And, you know, it just occurred to me that we are probably more careful drivers in the winter because of the conditions than we are in the summer. Because when you're in summer and you're out driving, you're loosey-goosey, you're feeling good, and sometimes your mind can wander. But in the winter, we tend to tense up because of the conditions, so we're more careful drivers in the winter. So that's what this program is for. 6:36. Here's Dave in the sports.
Another tough loss, that is, for the Buccos after tying their game with Cincinnati at 2 after a Brandon Lau home run. The Bucs allowed the winning run to score while trying to complete a double play in the bottom of the ninth and lost 3-2. The Bucs are tied with Miami and Washington and are now behind San Diego and Arizona in the wild card standings at an even 500. 55-55 for the season. That's a big accomplishment for them. Pirates and Reds play game two of the series tonight with Paul Skeens on the mound for the Pirates. First pitch is set for 6:10 on 96.1 Hank FM. Well, to say that last night's game between Altoona and Chesapeake was a wild one would be a gross understatement. More crazy numbers were put on the scoreboard as the Curve won after almost blowing an 8-run lead.
With the Altoona Curve Report, I'm Preston Shoemaker. The Curve offense exploded on Thursday night in a 14-10 victory over the Chesapeake Bay Sox at People's Natural Gas Field. Altoona hit 5 home runs in the win. Lonnie White Jr. hit his 15th at the AA level. Titus Dimitru hit his 14th. Easton Carmichael had his first multi-home run game of his young career. He hit 2 home runs in a 3-hit, 5-RBI day. And Omar Alfonso added a home run in the win for Altoona. Peyton Stumbo went 6 innings in the win. He struck out a career-high 9 to earn his second AA win of the season. Altoona and Chesapeake continue their series at home this week on Friday night. Matt Ager takes the ball for the Curve with a 6 o'clock first pitch to kick off Wizarding Weekend with a Connor Griffin, the great bobblehead giveaway to the first 2,000 fans. We ask that you please arrive early and have a little bit of patience getting into the ballpark tomorrow for that awesome bobblehead giveaway that is presented by Peoples. With the Altoona Curve Report, I'm Preston Shoemaker.
Well, the 5 home runs hit by the Curve were a season high, and Chesapeake continued to put up ridiculous numbers with their 10 runs and 10 hits. Bay Sox have put up 31 runs on 37 hits and have struck out 32 times in the series. That's a lot of 30s for a three-game set. Yikes. Well, apparently the players in the WNBA haven't learned any lessons about gambling. A published report states that two players, Angel Reese and Paige Beckers, recently placed a $400 bet with one another for their game on Wednesday night. Okay, at last weekend's All-Star Game this happened, and the WNBA office tried to keep a video of the two players making the bet from the public, but it had already appeared on Facebook, and the league says no action is going to be taken against the two players because they were probably told to do it to begin with. Baker Mayfield says he was disrespected by Tampa Bay this offseason during contract negotiations. Mayfield told reporters yesterday that he hoped to have a new deal, but the team failed to produce one. He said the offers that did come his way were well below market value of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league as far as being paid like one of that group. Mayfield says he will no longer talk about his contract and that he's going to have his best season ever. Translation, he plans to put thumb on nose and wave goodbye to Tampa after the season's over. 59 and sunny. The children are in the sandbox. It's, what is it, 6:40. We're in good shape. It's WRTA Mornings.
Accio Baseball. Wizarding Weekend is coming to PNG Field. Friday, July 31st, be one of the first fans to take home the Connor Griffin the Great bobblehead presented by Peoples. Plus, Spring Neck Bobble Trading returns. Bring your collection, trade with fans from across the country, and see what you walk out with. Then on Saturday, August 1st, the Sorting Hat has spoken. The Curve take the field in stunning Gryffindor-inspired jerseys with Game Ward jerseys auctioned at MILBauctions.com to benefit family services. And after the final out, stick around for a fireworks show that's straight up magical over PNG Field, thanks to Home Genius Exteriors, Healthcare First Credit Union, Breeze Line, and Ferb Everett. And then on Sunday, we wrap it up with adventure and fantasy themed fireworks presented by Breeze Line, Penn Highlands Healthcare, Leakey's Flooring by Nisley, and McDonald's. Don't let this weekend disappear on you. Tickets are available at altoonacurve.com, calling 877-99-CURVE, or stopping by the PNG Field box office. Accio Baseball, Wizarding Weekend at PNG Field. Make your way to Curve, PA today!
The Hollidaysburg Area Farmers Market is up and running every Tuesday, 11 to 2 off the diamond, and the nighttime market is the third Friday of each month from 5 until 8 during Third in the Burg. The Downtown Live Concert Series on the Diamond presents August 20th, Full Kilt, and September 17th, Felix and the Hurricanes. Each is a Thursday night, 6 to 9. Bring your lawn chairs or blankets. The Hollidaysburg Area Arts Council's Free Music in the Burg at Canal Basin Park is Saturday, August 15th, 6 p.m. It's the Altoona Symphony Orchestra's annual free summer celebration this year, from Hogwarts to Honky Tonks. Main location is the Hollidaysburg Senior High School Auditorium. For other summer happenings, like and follow the Hollidaysburg Area Arts Council Facebook page. This list of events is brought to you by Epic Pyrotechnics, Keller Engineers, Zane Helsel Excavating, Five Star Power Sports in Duncansville, and Thrivent in Hollidaysburg, Andrea Paul. There's always something happening in Hollidaysburg.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Today, we'll find out how consumers are feeling about the economy as measured by the University of Michigan. The Conference Board's report for July found optimism cooling, reflecting concerns about higher prices. Economist Stephanie Pomboy of Macro Mavens tells Maria Bartiromo of Fox Business interest rates are not just about the Federal Reserve. High borrowing for artificial intelligence spending is a factor.
I think all this fixation on rates and whether they raise rates in September or not really sort of misses the much larger issue, which is that the federal government is increasingly being crowded out, ironically enough, by the private sector with all this AI debt issuance.
Earnings come out today from ExxonMobil, AutoNation, auto supplier Lear, Colgate-Palmolive, and Newell Brands. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will feature partly sunny skies with a high of 83. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low of 60. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high of 82. On Sunday, there will be a thick cloud cover, breezy and humid conditions. It will not be as warm with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm expected, along with a high of 75. Monday will be humid with a couple of showers. The morning will see considerable cloudiness, but the sun will break through the clouds at times in the afternoon. Expect a high of 76. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
See Referee Rich and Dave Shannon's pre-show workout sessions with WRTA+. Now you've got WRTA Mornings on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
WRTA Mornings, yeah, we're getting up with a little rock and roll there. Can't play it all, though. He's skulking in the hallways.
I think he can play that.
Tapping
one.
His billy club in his hand. Like,
yeah,
Barney
I
Fiegel.
Think he can play all that. Little Aldo Nova never hurt anybody.
6:45 is something, I had not an epiphany, but yesterday. I think it was either yesterday or Wednesday. We had the story about gas prices.
Yes.
Next month.
Yeah, I actually got a text in about that. That's a clean up an aisle four kind of text. And what it was this person said.
Clean up in aisle four. Clean up in aisle four.
And they said, gas prices going up. I can go a month on a full tank of gas. Better fill up today to beat the prices later. And then there's, but wait, there's more. This one followed up with, maybe it's cost effective to stay home all day and listen to WRTA and sign up for the Walmart delivery and DoorDash or Grubhub with fast food delivery service. to save money on gas.
Well, but watch what you do there, because they're going to charge you more for their gas.
Well, and you're going to have this little sad puppy dog face that's going to be staring at you where they want their tip.
Oh, yeah, that too, yeah.
That's what bothers me about that. It's not, okay, there's a fee, I get it. Okay, there has to be a fee. However, it's the little puppy dog face that you get at the end. And that's what bugs me about it, and I'll never use it. I'll never use it. Well, I have places to get food within less than a mile of my house. So I'm not worried about taking that little trip to go get food. Less than a mile, I think I can handle that.
Yeah, I've never used the DoorDash delivery.
Yeah, me neither.
I never have.
I don't even use pizza delivery because they have sad puppy dog face.
Yeah, and they charge, and the pizza delivery plate, because they know they're going to deliver. They know they're going to get busy on a weekend like tonight and tomorrow. And I don't know what they charge, and I don't know if they raise their rates at all. They can charge whatever they want, really. They could just say it's a 10% or 20% fuel surcharge, and people are paying it. So, you know, you're going to pay your own, you're going to pay to fill your own tank, or you're going to pay to fill somebody else's. I'm not discouraging the practice. No, it's free enterprise. You know, a lot of people have used the convenience now of having food delivered to your door, which is great, which is fine. But you do pay the fees, and you're helping pay their gas bill. So are you really saving?
Not really.
And I go get my own food when I do use the fast food restaurants or the supermarkets or like a...
Or even Kepner's Grandview Meats, just up over the hill from you.
Right. I live very close to that, so I go down and get it.
Mm-hmm.
And that way I get a chance to socialize at the same time. But anyway, I left here yesterday, and I looked at my... Now, I bought a vehicle last year that was head and shoulders over my other vehicle, and I liked my red Jeep. It just got the worst gas mileage, and I had two vehicles in a row that I really enjoyed that got the same exact gas mileage, which was putrid per gallon. So I bought a new vehicle last year, and the gas mileage has been like 3-4 times better. So I am happy about that. So I was on my way home yesterday, and I looked, and I saw that I was down to almost a quarter tank. But I'm getting great mileage from that 3/4 that I used.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and filled up yesterday. 3/4 of a tank, mind you. $49.
But wow, that's cheap.
Well, yeah, compared to what they're saying it's going to be.
And compared to what it cost me to get a fill. A 3/4 tank fill up. That's probably like 65 for me. Well,
how big's your tank?
18.
Mine's not that much smaller.
Well, all I can tell you is when I get down to that point, of course, I'm talking generally, I let mine get to the point where, and you should never do this.
The light comes on.
Yeah, the light's been on for 2 days.
I'd get there if I were you, and I'd do it today or tomorrow.
Well, I'm done. I filled up yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, I did too, and I just felt better about it because when the curve is not home, when I'm not working at the curve games, my travel gets reduced
dramatically,
quite a bit. So I'm able to stretch my gas and my mileage, which is good because it does save money. Because I don't, I don't get in my car 15 times a day to go around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I do not, because I'm very conservative in everything I do with water and heat and gas and light and all that stuff and gasoline in my vehicle. But yeah, and I don't know what to tell you, folks. We did have that story from Gas Buddy the other day that they said next month the prices. This is going to be the biggest biggest jump in 1 month and since 2023. I don't know how, but I just filled up. I thought, well, I better get it now because you never know. So I did it yesterday, and wow, I mean, it was sticker shock. $49 for 3/4 of a tank.
Yeah, well, that's where we are, and at least I remember people chasing pennies on a gallon. You know, maybe 3 cents on a gallon. Maybe even 5 cents on a gallon. And I've seen them chase that by driving 40 miles to get quote-unquote cheap gas.
And then you got to drive back the 40
yeah,
miles.
Yeah, that's
so
the
right
whole
back
problem.
Where you started.
That's the whole problem. It doesn't work out. There's a math formula that says, no, that didn't pay off at all. All right, another, and this one's fresh in. It's not really a cleanup, but Ray checked in and said he had the comment about Baker. He says, what's he going to do, finish eighth or ninth? You know.
Yeah, I'm in the top 10.
Yeah.
Well, now that he has open mouth and inserted both feet, you better win the Super Bowl if you want to get paid, because he did not come out and attack the organization or, you know, the bosses upstairs. He
right.
basically said, I got stiffed. I'm not happy. Wait and see what I do. And he kind of chided him in a left-handed way.
Yeah, without letting us know exactly what his terms were.
Right.
You know, and so we don't know that. And you know what, Baker? Maybe what you were asking for wasn't reasonable. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know what he was at. But if he once paid like the top 10, well, you're starting at $60 million with Dak Prescott, and then you go to, what's the guy's name? In DeSean Jackson or DeSean?
Lamar.
No, the guy in Cleveland.
Oh.
Who's getting paid like $47 million to not play. He's taking a
Sanders.
Page out of Aaron Judge and John Carlos Stanton's playbook. Hey, I'm just going to get hurt. I'll get paid no matter what. Yeah. I'll just keep telling him my hamstring hurts. Yeah. He's another one. $47 million to sit on the bench. Guys, boy, if you got that kind of money to throw away, how about throwing some our way? You know, throw us a couple of million. That's all we need.
And this one goes to show that there are people in front offices that have no idea what they're doing. I mean, there's if you're going to be the quote-unquote general manager of a sports team, you have a lot of things to consider, one of which is, what are you doing for the owner? And then it comes down to business and, you know, are you putting a good quality product on the floor, on the field, whatever the sport is, on the ice? And by the way, we always go back to this. Hockey has to be one of the best operated sports that we have professionally in the United States. That's just the way it is.
And you know
whether
why?
You like the game or not, the way they handle their business side of things, I think is unparalleled.
What makes them different is, and you notice, first of all, their players don't talk about contract squabbles.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. Second of all, their players don't hold out of camp or threaten not to play, or they demand to be traded. But they do that while they continue to play.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey is extremely different because they don't have any holdouts. They don't have any guys boycotting training camp or boycotting off-season workout. They don't have off-season workouts. Their season is done. They wait till the preseason starts, which will be September here, which will be pretty soon. And they don't have players that squabble. They don't. Their players don't take their fights to the airways, which is great.
Yeah, because we don't really want to know about all those front office problems that are going on between you and the people that sign your paycheck. Let's see. AccuWeather says partly sunny, 83 today, partly cloudy tonight, low 60. 82 and cloudy tomorrow. Then Sunday, more clouds, breezy and humid. And we have showers and thunderstorms coming in and a high of 75. It's going to be cooler on Monday, too, 76. A couple of showers possible. And sun will break through in the afternoon, though. Those are going to be morning showers. And then on Tuesday, a shower possible and a high of 80. It's 59. It's sunny. It's 6:55. It's WRTA Mornings.
The relationship between silica dust exposure and lung disease has been known for many years. But do you know who has become at risk for silica-related lung disease in the modern era? This is Dr. George Lupko from the Lung Disease Foundation of Central Pennsylvania. Inhalation of silica dust can cause serious and irreversible lung disease. In the past, most of the exposure to silica dust was found in men working in the brick-making industry. Silica comes from the grinding of quartz. Today, in high-income countries, countries such as the United States, many countertops and surfaces are covered in artificial stone. Artificial stone is 90% quartz along with some resin and pigments. The workers who cut and grind this material are exposed to silica-containing dust. These workers are often exposed to 300 times the exposure limit defined for other industries. Exposure to artificial stone dust appears to be much more aggressive and affects younger workers. This is Dr. George Zlupko. Join me for The Buzz with Dr. Z at 2 p.m., the third Tuesday of each month, on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you feel embarrassed, trapped, maybe even ashamed just because you own a timeshare? Well, I'm here to tell you you're not alone. Chuck McDowell here, the timeshare cancellation guy. I get over 3,000 complaints a week from all kinds of folks that feel the same way you do. Honest people, teachers, veterans, grandparents, all losing sleep over a timeshare they can't get rid of. That's why 15 years ago, I founded Wesley Financial Group to help people take their lives back. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we would want our own family to be treated. That mindset has helped us cancel over 50,000 timeshares from people just like you. So if you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-330-6363. That's 800-330-6363. 800-330-6363.
Leitner Communications hats off to heroes. Every day we salute a local first responder who puts their life on the line for us every day. If you know of a first responder we can salute, please go to any of our station websites or leitnercommunications.com and fill out the form. Hats off to heroes is brought to you by
Brumbaugh Fireworks, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, Brent Hogan Electrical Services, and 3 Echo Emergency Solutions.
Listen weekdays as we take our hats off to heroes.
Scenic views overlooking Blair County from the WRTA studio, only on WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
You know they brought this back?
Yeah, I know. I haven't watched it, so
I'm really
not in the loop like I used to be when it comes to pro wrestling.
I don't know any of them.
I know some of the guys. You know, I stick my nose in it every once in a while, but don't stay long. But I see the guys that are, you know, Roman Reigns is a specimen. That's all I'll say. So there.
It's more than I can say because I don't watch it anymore.
Yeah. Anyway, coming up, it's halftime. And after halftime, we kick off the second half of the show with George!
Yep, plate of bacon coming our way next.
Can I interest you in a muffin? I ate half of it. It's not very good.
The voice of Blair County.
The opinions I trust.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. WRTA Altoona, a service of Leitner Communications.
No official reaction yet from Israel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, on the agreement President Trump announced with Hamas for the terror group to disarm in Gaza, brokered by the Board of Peace the president created. Fox's Madeline Rivera reports.
The president says the agreement will be carried out in structured phases. As Hamas gives up their weapons, the Israeli forces will withdraw. The International Stabilization Force will then work with a new Palestinian police force to keep Gaza safe. The chairman of the Gaza Peace Board says what the agreement says matters. What happens next matters even more. Implementation and verification have to be real. Ahead of us is a Gaza rebuilt, governed by Palestinians, and at peace with Israel.
That's after the Hamas 2023 terror attack in Israel that triggered the destructive war in Gaza. President Trump might pull acting Attorney General Todd Blanche's nomination after two Republican senators signaled they may vote against Blanche, concerned about his role in a Trump IRS tax settlement. Now, one of those senators is John Cornyn, who was primaried out in Texas this year, and the Republican who beat him is now trailing the Democrat in a new Fox News poll.
51% prefer Democratic Senate candidate James Tallarico, while 48% favor Republican candidate and current state attorney general Ken Paxton. 36% of Republicans say they're concerned about Paxton's character, while 17% of Democrats feel Tallarico is too extreme. 4 in 10 Texans polled say inflation is the most important issue to their Senate vote, with 35% saying they're falling behind financially.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, a father, gets 15 years in prison for a crime his son committed in Georgia. Colin Gray was convicted of murder and manslaughter for buying the gun that Colt used in a 2024 school shooting that left 4 people dead. Judge Nicholas Prim told Colin Gray he failed as a parent.
The warning lights were flashing brighter and brighter. And you didn't get him help. And you didn't remove his access to the gun.
His son got life in prison. America's listening to Fox News.
If you haven't switched to Pure Talk because you're not sure their coverage is every bit as reliable as Big Wireless, why not take them for a test drive? For a limited time, Pure Talk is offering any of their plans for just $15 a month for the first 3 months, including their top-tier unlimited data plan. No contracts, no commitments. Just a great deal on a high-speed network with unlimited data from an American wireless company. Dial #250, say micro, and let the savings begin.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
We may hear a lot more about that Hamas disarmament agreement in Gaza later this morning when President Trump holds a cabinet meeting, and for the first time he'll meet with his top administration officials at Camp David in Maryland. That'll be at 11 a.m. Eastern. The president may also talk more about this.
As the Transportation Department claps down on commercial driver's licenses obtained by undocumented and non-English-speaking immigrants, the Trump administration is simultaneously trying to transition veterans to become truck drivers.
They're going
to
be given a very quick pass. We're going to teach them. They're going to learn. If they didn't drive a truck in the military, but we're in, they're going to learn, and they're going to learn very quickly.
President Trump says the Freedom Haulers Initiative will connect military veterans groups with the trucking industry. More than 28,000 CDLs have been canceled after federal officials say they were improperly issued to non-citizen truck drivers. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Oil prices are up slightly this morning. Their surge in the Iran conflict has made oil companies a lot of money. Chevron's profit surged up 400% last quarter compared to a year ago. Exxon's net income doubled. The Federal Reserve made no change to interest rates in their latest meeting this week, assessing the economy. However, an important rate keeps creeping up.
The average long-term mortgage rate rising for the fourth consecutive week, another setback for prospective home buyers looking for a break from high home loan borrowing costs. The benchmark 30-year fixed mortgage rate rising to 6.66%. According to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac, which is the highest level in a year. Higher mortgage rates can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs for borrowers and limit home buyers' purchasing power. Spiking rates can also lead prospective home shoppers to delay buying a home. One reason home sales have been sluggish this year. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after big gains. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
In our city, in your neighborhood.
It's the topics that matter to me.
We're your eyes and ears on the ground with the latest breaking news.
It's the most important thing we face.
Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Red Sox completed the comeback.
All right, here's Contreras. Would you be surprised at all if they went back-to-back?
Nope.
Pitch. He has swung on and driven high and deep in the left field. It is gone! Back-to-back, Abreu and Contreras.
You heard it all on the Red Sox Radio Network. They came back to defeat the A's 5-4 while the Braves held on 5-4 against the Nationals. Without Shohei Ohtani, the Dodgers outscored the Mariners 6-2. The Twins are acquiring left-handed reliever A.J. Minter from the Mets in exchange for two prospects. The MLB trade deadline is Monday, August 3rd at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And in the NFL, free agent wide receiver Deebo Samuel is signing a one-year deal with the 49ers, the team that drafted him in 2019, and it's worth $7 million.
Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA is your home for Altoona Curve Baseball all summer long. Hi, this is John Moses, and I hope you'll join us throughout the season as my partner Preston Shoemaker and I tell the stories of the next wave of Pirates stars throughout the season. Can't make it to a game at People's Natural Gas Field? Then join us here on the Curve Radio Network, flown by Contour Airlines on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Saturday, 10 to noon on WRTA Weekend. At 10 from Penn State Cooperative Extension, the award-winning, and we'll tell you about it, horticulture educator Tom Butzler. At 11, Colony Realty Group Limited Money Talks with Dorothy Colony, Cinnamon Colony Chapman, and guest John Kaysen. This is Doug Herendeen. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240, WRTA, WRTA.com, and on the free Leitner Radio app.
This is Pastor Gary Dull of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, inviting you to join me each Sunday morning at 7:30 for the Voice of Faith broadcast right here on WRTA. During the program, we will hear some God-honoring music and a practical message from the Word of God as we prepare our hearts to worship God in spirit and in truth with others of like precious faith in the local church on the Lord's Day. That is, the Voice of Faith broadcast every Sunday morning at 7:30 right here on WRTA.
This is The Making of America from the Jefferson Media Group.
In 1812, 29 years after the end of the Revolutionary War, Britain and America were at war again. On August 24, 1814, British forces succeeded in occupying Washington, D.C., and quickly burned everything in sight, including the Capitol and the White House. President Madison was out of the city, but his wife, Dolly, worked to save as many treasures as possible, including the full-length portrait of George Washington, which hangs in the White House today. A presidential appointment, he was also able to prevent the British from burning some of America's most precious documents, including the Declaration of Independence. The next time you travel, if you want to save huge money, call 800-478-0816. That's 800-478-0816.
This is House Call for Health. New research suggests multiple cups of your morning joe may not hurt your heart's health. A recent statement published by the American Heart Association says consuming up to 5 8-ounce cups of coffee a day, that's about 400 milligrams of caffeine, is generally safe for most adults. The association says this can even be linked to lower risk of certain heart conditions, like heart failure, heart disease, and stroke in some individuals. The AHA says these findings apply to black coffee and that adding sugar, syrups, or cream likely reduces its potential health benefits. The study says some of the health benefits of coffee may be due to other antioxidant and anti-inflammatory compounds in the drink, and that more research is needed to better understand caffeine's impact on the body. The association also says energy drinks can increase the risk of high blood pressure and irregular heart rhythm. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox on Justice, the 21-year-old Indian national who drove his semi-truck through slow-moving traffic in Ontario, California last October, killing three people, was sentenced to 4 years in state prison. Jashanpreet Singh, who's in the country illegally, pleaded guilty to three felony counts of vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence. Horrifying dash cam video from the accident shows Singh's tractor-trailer obliterating vehicles in its path. Singh entered the U.S. in 2022 and applied for asylum. The Biden administration issued Singh a work permit, and he was given a commercial driver's license in California under the rules at the time. Those rules were changed by the Trump administration 1 month before the crash. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says states should revoke the licenses of people in the country illegally.
They can pull those licenses, and they should, and keep Americans safe.
Matt Finn, Fox News.
I'm Bill Hemmer, and these are the most impactful moments in American history. On November 5th, 1831, Nat Turner was sentenced to death for leading a bloody rebellion. 11 weeks prior, on August 21st, Turner and a group of more than 70 enslaved African Americans killed nearly 60 white people over the course of 3 days. In the aftermath, 30 slaves and one free black man were sentenced to death for their participation in the rebellion, 19 of whom were executed. Turner escaped for a time, but was later captured and hanged. This insurrection in Southampton, Virginia, shook the entire system of slavery and raised debates over emancipation. It was a defiant and violent moment in our country's history, setting the stage for a larger armed conflict in the years to come. For more, go to foxnewspodcast.com. I'm Bill Hemmer, Fox News.
Wendy Bell.
They believe January 6th is a violent insurrection.
Oh, they wanted to overthrow the government. They wanted to hang Mike Pence. They were there for blood.
It was the dumbest thing ever. And the Democrats had to spend tens of millions of our taxpayer dollars to put out a fraudulent High School Musical style production in which evidence was suppressed and deleted.
What? I needed to keep all of the interviews? I didn't know that.
No! Wendy Bell, weeknights at 9 on WRTA.
This is Pastor Stuart McClelland from the Altoona Bible Church encouraging you to listen to our Joy in the Morning program. Joy in the Morning has been on the air with WRTA for more than 60 years. Joy in the Morning airs on Sunday mornings at 8:30 on your WRTA. It is a half-hour program consisting of special music, thought-provoking Christian stories, and a message from the Word of God. We know that you'll be blessed.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will feature partly sunny skies with a high of 83. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low of 60. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high of 82. On Sunday, there will be a thick cloud cover, breezy and humid conditions. It will not be as warm with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm expected, along with a high of 75. Monday will be humid with a couple of showers. The morning will see considerable cloudiness, but the sun will break through the clouds at times in the afternoon. Expect a high of 76. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
On 98.5 FM, on your smart speaker, and on the Leitner radio app.
I'm always connected to the breaking news when it happens.
You're tuned in to Central PA's biggest conversation.
It's where we all come to talk.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Right now on the outside, it is sunny and 59. We lost it. The sun came up and we lost a degree. How does that happen? Anyway, that's what it says on the thermometer here. An Altoona man's death sentence vacated by a federal judge. Huntington man jailed for child pornography. An Indianapolis man. This is strange. Accused of stealing $1.6 million from Bedford High School. Altoona man arrested on drug charges. All that coming up in news. In sports, the Pirates, well, Cincinnati. That's kryptonite. They just can't win in Cincinnati. I don't like when they go to Cincinnati, and they're there for three more games. They lost. The Curve and the Bay Sox last night, we had lots of fireworks. We had lots of the long ball was very prevalent last night. Five home runs by the Curve, but not one was a grand slam. Not one. Five home runs. In fact, we had a three-run homer right after we had the bases loaded. So our contesting came close. And Baker Mayfield is crying the blues because he's not getting the greens. All that coming up. Let's rock and roll.
Welcome to our number two of America's favorite morning talk show.
Good morning. You guys do a fantastic job.
Well, maybe Altoona's favorite.
Okay.
Well, maybe the guy that lives in Dry Run with his rooster, Bob. Here's WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
We'll be right back.
Pirates. Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
Yes, it is Friday. It's the last day of the month of July. George is in the house on Friday. He's got his arm ready to go because he's got to reach into the satchel here and pick out three contestants for the weekend for the Grand Slam contest, which, by the way, sorry, Terry Feigert was our contestant last night. Terry, boy, you had opportunities galore last night.
And then got so close.
Oh, the curve scored 8 runs in the second inning last night. We had the bases loaded for 2 or 3 batters, and right after we scored a run on an infield out, the home run came.
Oh,
so Terry, you missed it by 1 ground ball of getting a grand slam. But the curve hit 5 home runs last night. That was as close as we've gotten to a grand slam this year. So George will pick the next 3 for us today. George, welcome back.
Good morning. Good to
all
be here.
All right. Well, people are doing marketing ideas now.
Yeah.
Marketing ideas for George, like the car/refrigerator magnet.
Yeah.
That we just got a text about.
Yeah, that was a good one. I had somebody suggested that last week, and I thought that's actually not a bad idea. So, you know, I'll get my people working on that, and we'll let my people let his people know when it's ready.
Yeah, okay.
All his people.
Well, you know, all you have to do is find those people who do the stick figure families and, you know, do one for the window. Those are, you know, easily removed and, you know.
Yeah, I like that. Have a little stick figure of myself with a spatula and, you know, maybe.
The old troupe on Saturday Night Live referred to that as artist rendering.
Yeah.
Those were great. The stick figures. Courtroom drawings of stick figures.
Yeah, right.
Yes, it was. So look for those stick figures at Tom and Joe's real soon.
Yeah. Car stickers and car magnets. We'll have your whole car will be
adorned.
That's right. Tom and Joe's memorabilia.
Tom and Joe's, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing like making a statement.
Yeah, I like it.
And it's a good statement to make.
We have something to tell them.
Yes. We're making a statement about our show and when it's going to be. Normally, we do the first Tuesday of every month. And because of some scheduling changes that we have here, we're not going to be coming next Tuesday. We're going to be coming the Tuesday following. So it'll still be a Tuesday. It just won't be the first Tuesday. So
it'll be August 11th, I believe. August 11th.
Boy, look at Mr. Calendar.
That's right. I got it all memorized.
Jeez.
Tuesday the 11th, we will be there, not next week. So plan accordingly. Because it was a logistics problem for us. Not with George's place, here.
The other day, my daughter was talking about...
Oh, geez, and you know what? We're going to miss the Coast Guard's birthday.
Yeah. On the 11th?
The 4th.
Oh.
We're going to miss that. We had this big Coast Guard celebration that we were going to do.
Yeah, we had balloons, confetti, everything. We had the whole mess for George.
George was going to bake a cake.
Yeah.
We were going to have creamsicle milkshakes. Now that's a party.
That's a party.
That's it.
It's a party with plenty of bacon.
I think, yeah.
Bacon,
speaking of that, we had a story last week, George. I don't know if you heard it, but our friends from Canada sent us 12,000 pounds of bad bacon.
Oh, my goodness.
They had to be recalled.
Yeah, I did not hear that.
You didn't get any.
I didn't get any of that. That must have been the guy that was trying to sell me bacon out of the back of his truck that came last week.
Along with those 40,000 stolen eggs that they never found.
Yeah. Hey, we got a deal for you. Eggs
bacon
and bacon.
And eggs.
Bacon and eggs. Yeah, that's right.
They never found that truck with the stolen eggs.
Uh-uh. Nope.
Boy, those people made a tidy profit.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, believe me, they're taking that truck all the way to New York City for one of the New York City operated markets.
The free market.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where everything's free.
Yeah.
Thanks to whatever his name is.
Mom Donnie Superette.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come in and get what we tell you to get. Mm-hmm. That's their motto. Come in and get what we think you deserve. Anyway, we're not going down that road. So what's new and exciting, George? Anything?
Oh, no, not too much new. I was out of town the last couple of days. We were down in D.C. for the D.C. Open. My wife and I took our youngest, Dylan, down there to watch some of the tennis and that was going on. We got to see some pretty good high-profile players. It was fun. And came back into town today. So, or actually last night, I should say.
At any point in your life, did you envision being a tennis dad?
Not really, actually. No, yeah. That was something. But it's been fun that all three of our kids have had three totally different sports.
Yes.
So that's kind of made it very fun and interesting.
That's an interesting mix.
Yeah, it's been really good. So, I mean, the thing is, I was a golfer growing up. So, you know, that's how Daniel got into golf. Jen was a tennis player growing up, and that's how she got Dylan into tennis. And Anna with volleyball, I'm not even sure. That was all her doing. You know, I remember her back in the sixth grade just starting out doing volleyball when – really early days, she really enjoyed it, and you know, and it was the kind of thing that you know, we'd put a net out front in our front yard and play around and hit balls back and forth. But so it was kind of fun having all three kids in three different sports, and it's fun for Jen and I to see just three different aspects of you know, kids playing different sports, and it made it fun. So
the love of tennis is actually a genetic thing that came from Jen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in fact, we came back last night, and now Dylan has a tournament starting today throughout this weekend, and he has another one next weekend that he's playing in.
Very cool.
Yeah, so
very cool.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a lot of fun, and we enjoy traveling and going to see different places. I mean, it's
sure.
a fun way to go to different towns and see different
and
places.
A fun way to get away and get a break too. Wrong with getting multiple breaks during a year. Nothing wrong with that at all.
And spend some time with your kids until they're old enough to say, "All right, you can leave me alone." Like that was the funny thing. Like yesterday, we'd go with Dylan to like a match or something, and you know, he'd be there, and I don't know if he felt bad that he felt like we were following him or like we needed to spend time with him or vice versa, but he'd like. You don't have to hang around with me. I'm good. You can do whatever you want.
Bummer.
So I don't know if that was him trying to say nicely, you guys can leave me alone right now.
That's probably accurate.
Yeah. But it was funny. But then, you know, a little bit later, hey, where are you guys at? You know, we'd figure out where we were. But anyway, it was fun. Food was actually pretty good. They had really good food there. It was good. And, anyway,
I was going to ask. I mean, the conversation always comes around to food.
I mean, for me, it was actually, you know, they have a really nice food tent, has a good variety of stuff. And actually, on the way out, I found a nice, I don't know, I never noticed them the last previous years because we've gone other years. There's about five different food truck type things set up at the entrance /exit. And there was a Greek one there yesterday. Really good, like chicken kebabs and a Greek salad, pita bread. That's kind of stuff I love. It was very good.
Sounds good.
Yeah. But it was fun. We had a really good time, and weather was great. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so you touched. I was going to ask. Are you a food truck guy? I mean, do you not, gravitate to them or when they're around?
Not, I don't know. I would say not typically.
It's something I'd like.
Something that's really like a really good niche that I can't get out very much. You know, like the thing, for example, yesterday, I mean, I caught my eye because it was, I really like Middle Eastern, you know, Mediterranean type food. And I saw somebody eating something from there and it looked really, really good. And I'm thinking, you know, hey, that looked good. So, you know, I got like two chicken kebabs for like $40 or whatever.
That's a bargain.
I mean, that's the problem. You know,
40.
I'm exaggerating.
No,
but I know.
Well, you're probably close.
But I think I got like two chicken kebabs and a Greek salad, and it was close to $50.
Wow.
You know?
Well.
And, but, you know, that's, hey. That's,
well, you're paying for his gas.
That's what you got to do. So, but it was fun. It was good, and I enjoyed it. And it was my, you know, I wanted to grab some. I literally was like grabbing that on the way out because I knew we'd have like a 3-hour drive, and I'm always trying to look at my because I never want my bell to go off because that's when it gets ugly for when I'm getting hungry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I have to time it out. I looked at my wife. I said, "You think we're because we were leaving at like it's like 3:30. I'm thinking, okay, we got a 3-hour drive. I haven't eaten since you know I do the math in my head, and I'm thinking I know that alarm's going to be going off in my head where I'm going to get to a point where it's like I'm beyond hungry and I need to you know so I'm thinking I better eat something now.
That's like we were just talking about filling up with gas last half hour. That's like when your crank is really low
and
the light comes on.
Yeah, well, I didn't want my light to come on because it could be ugly, you know? So I definitely made sure I tried to grab a bite to eat before we left.
Oh, man, I could just see it now with these glasses that they have out, the Meta glasses and all the Google glasses. And I can see, and you're looking through them, and you get this flashing thing that says, eat.
Not the check engine light, check stomach light.
Our whole family is very triggered on that, actually.
Really?
It's funny, yeah. We all have a, it's funny. We can definitely tell when we're in
you
that
have
angry.
An internal clock.
Oh, man, yeah.
Now, I got to ask you, because of what you do, I mean, you own an establishment, you make great food. When you're out, when you go away, you talk about your adventures when you go away. And we always center it around food because I like to know what you think of other restaurants. Mm. But are you a sometime connoisseur of fast food? I mean,
no.
I didn't think you would be.
I can't even
in a pinch, you won't stop if your light went on?
I'm trying to think. I don't think.
Really?
I can't tell you the last time we've hit like a true typical fast food type place.
Okay.
There's one that I do that for.
There's like the other newer style. Like I'm talking like the typical, like when you think of fast food, true traditional fast, there's probably like three or four names that come to mind.
Right.
That boom,
exactly.
Ba, boom, ba, boom, exactly. Ba, boom.
Yes.
Those are ones I can't tell you the last time I've ever been to one. Although the one's been running a commercial, my kids make fun of me. They've been running a pretty good commercial that I kind of like, and for the one burger, but I always say, hey, that looks so good. But anyway, I hit the more newer style, you know, like the service line type places.
Sure.
I like those.
Sure.
If somebody dangles a mushroom and Swiss in front of me,
yeah,
I'll go out of my way to get that.
Yeah. See, I
because it's just not it's not something that you see as, although I could, I'm sure, order one at Tom and Joe's.
Yeah, right, I get it.
But it's like, it's ready to go. I know what it tastes like. Mm-hmm. And I'll actually go out of my way to, if I'm in an area where I know there is one of those restaurants, I'll go to it.
Yeah. Now, when I was a kid, it was a totally different story. I mean, I remember as a kid, I would frequent them quite often.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was, you know, and I would go through spells. I would always go through these times. You know, I'd go to one for like religiously for like months and months and months. And then all of a sudden, you know, for whatever reason, you know, I change and you go to a different one. And you just, you know, you become like a regular for a short amount of time where you're there all the time. But, yeah, but recently we don't, so, you know.
Yeah, because
anyway.
Coming where you come from, I mean, preparing the food and serving the food that you do, I can see that.
Yeah. I like to stick to closer to home, or even when we go away, more, you know, a unique place, a place that seems to be more home.
You want
to
sit down and have a plate in front of you.
Yeah,
and besides that, you know, it's like kind of the kitchen is the altar for you, and it's like you go into a fast food, and it's like you're sullying the altar.
Yeah. And my kids, it's funny. My kids are the same way. I mean, they all feel, the true traditional fast food places, they're just like, oh, no way, you know. And, but anyway, so.
Okay. Well, it's time to get your arm in the bag.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. So. I got to re-up this computer here. So you go ahead.
I'm getting three out, correct?
You're getting three for the weekend.
Right. And the interesting news is, there's only three more times you have to do this.
Okay.
That's
okay.
How quickly the curve season is expiring.
Yeah, we have three homestands left. That's it.
There we go.
After this one. So now this will complete our week this week, and I will read all three contestants in the next half hour. So what's the fare today?
Oh, the fare today is, well, like I said, since I was away for a couple of days, my head wasn't quite ready to process what to. So I got in there, tried to figure out, looked around, said, what can I? And my thing is, I just really a big fan of the bagel sandwich. So I went with the bagel sandwich and with the home fries. I brought you some chipped beef, some beef gravy, and some hot sauce, ketchup, a little bit of all four things that you could possibly put on the home fries if you wanted, and a ham, egg, and cheese bagel sandwich. So,
excellent.
Now, here's a question I'm going to ask you because this is an ongoing question that we have internally with myself. And when we do these bagel sandwiches, would you cut it or not cut it?
Not.
I do not.
Not cut it.
Not cut not. It.
That's where I stand on it. Okay. No. All right. That's where because I was just curious. I like to see what everybody thinks because it's always one of the, so I get to the point now when we serve it at the restaurant, I like throw a steak knife under it. So if I figure if they want to cut it, we can cut it. But
sure.
Personally, I like because I feel like when you cut it, it starts to fall apart easier.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
All right, so you guys are don't cut.
Don't cut.
All right. Well, that's what I did. So I did not cut it.
Oh, we appreciate that. Absolutely.
All right, so there you go. So that's what we got. I'll see you next Friday.
Next Friday and then the following Tuesday after that.
Yes.
All right.
You guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, George.
Thank you, George. Yep.
All right, AccuWeather says for today, it's going to be partly sunny and 83, partly cloudy and 60 tonight. Mostly cloudy, 82 tomorrow, some thunderstorms on Sunday, 75. So that's going to be a little different. It is going to be humid, but 75, maybe you can slug on through that. Then on Monday, humid, couple of showers in the morning and sun in the afternoon, 76. It's 61, it's sunny, it's 731 WRTA mornings.
Real good news, the words of Jesus from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 11. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And from Isaiah chapter 40, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. This message brought to you by friends praying for you at the Sinking Valley Presbyterian Church.
Energy decisions affect your rates and tax dollars every day. That's why Energy Matters Let's Talk brings you trusted energy information impacting Center, Blair, and counties across Pennsylvania. Join us every second Thursday of the month for conversations that affect you and your communities. Energy Matters Let's Talk, because we're talking about what affects you the most. Sponsored by the Conservative Energy Network of Pennsylvania and Land and Liberty Coalition of Pennsylvania.
WRTA Community Events.
The Blair County Tea Party Cruisin' is Sunday, August 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Roaring Spring Lions Club, 550 Shawnee Drive. All years are welcomed with a $10 donation. There'll be food vendors and music by Brenda Lee DJ Service. For more information, go to the Blair County Tea Party Cruisin' Facebook event page. Have a nonprofit event? Send it to us 2.5 weeks in advance at the events tab of our station's website.
This is the 2-Minute Timeout with Joe Shuda on WRTA.
Welcome to Best Way Pizza. Can I take your order, please?
We dare, we dare, we dare, dare to be square.
Thank you. Please pull around.
Whether it's before the game or after the game, make a stop at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg. You'll get it fast and get it fresh. Ask for the 3-cut special, the 10-cut special, or any of your favorite subs or salads. If you're feeding a crowd, you'll need the 28-cut party pizza. Satisfy your hunger at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg.
Best Way Pizza.
Zane Smith describes life in Montreal pitching for the Expos before being traded to the Pirates.
Well, it was like playing in France. It's not a knock on their fans or anything, but they didn't understand baseball. Hockey's their sport. We called their money Monopoly money because that's kind of what it was, and conversion rates and all this. And they didn't have ice in their drinks, and ketchup was hard to come by, believe it or not. I'm not the only one that didn't like playing there, because I think if you talk to most guys that played in Montreal, they didn't like playing there.
An Olympic Stadium. It was terrible, right?
Yeah, they tried to compete with Toronto, and I just couldn't do it. Toronto is more English, and Montreal is French. Yeah, they always tried to compete, you know, with their stadium and this and that, and it's just, well, you know, there's a reason why they're at Washington Nationals now.
What about taxes? Did you have to pay taxes to both countries?
Well, to kind of educate them, you have to pay whichever is higher. Whichever taxes is higher. And of course, everybody knows that it was probably Montreal, you know, Canadian taxes were higher. Well, there you go. All I know is it wasn't good. And what a pain to do. You had to do United States taxes and Canadian, and then it was a pain.
And then every time you went across the border, you had to be concerned about what, visa or passport or whatever.
Yep, we couldn't wait to go to the States just to eat. Can you believe that? Just to eat normal food.
So then when you found out you were being traded to the Pirates, you had to be one of the happiest guys in the world.
Oh, yes, I was. There's no doubt about it. Getting back to the States, you couldn't beat it. So, yeah, I mean, everything was good about getting traded to Pirates.
That's your 2-minute timeout. I'm Joe Shuda.
Check out WRTA Plus for more exclusive behind-the-scenes content. Now, back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Major push for peace by disarming Hamas in Gaza.
The president says Gaza's Board of Peace was able to secure an agreement for Hamas to disarm. And if this comes into fruition, it would be a huge milestone in the 20-point plan the president unveiled in October. The president saying this agreement is a critical step towards Gaza finally being governed by a new Palestinian government that will work closely with the Board of Peace to help the Palestinian people.
Fox's Madeline Rivera reporting. A cabinet meeting on the schedule for the commander-in-chief.
For the first time, his top aides will gather at Camp David, the presidential retreat in the Maryland mountains.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. At least 18 migrants died trying to reach the Spanish territory on its northern coast. Thousands breached the frontier with Morocco that's just across the Strait of Gibraltar. America's listening to Fox News.
...61 and sunny, 737, Talk Radio 95 and 1240. Federal Judge Joy Conte has vacated the death sentence of Andre Staten, a former Altoona man convicted in the 2004 murder of his girlfriend, Beverly Yawn. According to the Altoona Mirror, under a negotiated settlement, Staten will be resentenced to life in prison without parole after being found intellectually incompetent to face an execution order. In 2006, Staten was convicted of stabbing Yawn 12 times in front of her children after forcing his way into her mother's home on February 25th. Staten is imprisoned at SCI Somerset. 68-year-old Huntington County man identified as Ronald Douglas Wolf, is facing child pornography charges after a routine probation check by York County officers uncovered a video of a minor performing sexual acts on his laptop. Following the discovery, Wolf was placed in the Huntington County prison, bail set at $25,000. He's currently on probation from charges of York County. State police report that an Indianapolis man faces an arrest warrant for allegedly posing as a contractor to steal over $1.6 million from Bedford High School for a renovation project. The alleged theft was discovered when an Altoona-based renovation company claimed they had not been paid. Investigators say bank records later revealed that 70-year-old Terry Record allegedly opened an Evansville, Indiana business account by posing as an employee of the contracted company. Investigators revealed Record allegedly forged documents to intercept payments intended for the school renovation project. Reportedly, the money has all been reimbursed. A 64-year-old Altoona man was arrested following an investigation that uncovered a methamphetamine distribution ring from his 14th Avenue apartment. Altoona police report Daryl Lee Smith is facing felony charges that include possession with intent to deliver. He's currently being held in the Blair County Prison on $30,000. Bail. Pennsylvania officials are questioning Department of Homeland Security's claim that thousands of non-citizens are registered to vote in the Commonwealth. In a letter to DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen this week, Secretary of State Al Schmidt wrote that the department has not identified its methodology or what data it relied on in reaching the conclusion that there are more than 14,000 potential non-citizens illegally registered to vote in Pennsylvania. He added that past analyses of voter lists have relied on faulty methodologies that can lead to inaccurate results and false claims about citizenship status of eligible voters. Retired State Trooper Thomas Reed of Clearfield County reportedly has posted his $1 million bail following a court appearance for a double fatal DUI in Clearfield County last week. Investigators allege Reed was intoxicated when his vehicle crossed the center line and struck two vehicles, killing two people. State police and PennDOT have initiated a statewide crackdown on aggressive driving running through August 16th to combat a surge in fatal crashes. Officials noted that traffic fatalities are spiking during summer months, with data from 2025 showing aggressive driving caused over 50% of crashes in several local counties. 7:40, here's Dave in the sports.
Well, another tough loss for the Buccos after tying their game with Cincinnati at 2 after a Brandon Lau home run. The Bucs allowed the winning run to score while trying to complete a double play in the bottom of the ninth inning. Ellie De La Cruz is fast. Anyway, they lost 3-2. The Bucks are tied with Miami and Washington and are now behind San Diego and Arizona in the wild card standings and are an even 500, 55-55 for the season. Pirates and Reds game 2 tonight. Paul Skeens on the mound for the Buccos. First pitch set for 6:10 on Hank FM. Well, to say that last night's game between Altoona and Chesapeake was a wild one would be a gross understatement. More crazy numbers were put on the scoreboard as the Curve won after almost blowing an 8-run lead.
With the Altoona Curve Report, I'm Preston Shoemaker. The Curve offense exploded on Thursday night in a 14-10 victory over the Chesapeake Bay Sox at People's Natural Gas Field. Altoona hit 5 home runs in the win. Lonnie White Jr. hit his 15th at the AA level. Titus Dimitru hit his 14th. Easton Carmichael had his first multi-home run game of his young career. He hit 2 home runs in a 3-hit, 5-RBI day, and Omar Alfonso added a home run in the win for Altoona. Peyton Stumbo went 6 innings in the win. He struck out a career-high 9 to earn his second AA win of the season. Altoona and Chesapeake continue their series at home this week. On Friday night, Matt Ager takes the ball for the Curve with a 6 o'clock first pitch to kick off Wizarding Weekend with a Connor Griffin, the Great Bobblehead giveaway to the first 2,000 fans. We ask that you please arrive early and have a little bit of patience getting into the ballpark tomorrow for that awesome bobblehead giveaway that is presented by Peoples. With the Altoona Curve Report, I'm Preston Shoemaker.
Yeah, Preston was living in the moment, and it's actually today for the bobblehead giveaway. So keep all those things that Preston suggested in mind for today. I'm sorry, today! Anyway, 5 home runs hit by the Curve, a season high. Chesapeake continues to pile up ridiculous numbers. 10 runs, 10 hits. Bay Sox have put up 31 runs on 37 hits and have struck out 32 times. And this is for a 3-game series so far. Those are outrageous numbers. Well, apparently the players in the WNBA haven't learned any lessons about gambling. A published report states that 2 players, Angel Reese and Paige Beckers, reportedly placed a $400 bet with one another for their game on Wednesday night at last weekend's All-Star Game. The WNBA office tried to keep a video of the 2 players making the bet from the public, but it had already appeared on Facebook, and the league says no action is being taken against the 2 players because the league put them up to it. That's why. Ay, ay, ay. We're going to act really incensed about this because they were gambling. You know, it's like, hey, why don't you 2 get together here on All-Star Weekend? We'll do a fun thing where you kind of place a bet with each other. They probably should have gone for a steak dinner somewhere, really? You know, rather than a $400 bet.
What's money?
Yeah.
Go for food.
Baker Mayfield says, Baker Mayfield says, and he's.
All right, come on, Baker. Wait.
There he is, Baker Mayfield. Disrespected by Tampa Bay this offseason during contract negotiations. Mayfield told reporters yesterday he had hoped to have a new deal, but the team failed to produce one. He said the offers that did come his way were well below market value of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league as far as being paid like one of that group.
How will he survive on $7 or $8 million this year?
Mayfield says he'll no longer talk about his contract. He's going to go out and have his best season ever. Translation, he plans to put his thumb on his nose and wave goodbye to Tampa Bay after the season's over. 61 and sunny at 744 WRTA mornings.
Bring in your favorite shoes to the Goodfeet store and we'll personally fit you to ensure your comfort.
Thanks to the Goodfeet store.
When it comes to feeding your family, you want only the best, especially bread, only the freshest and best tasting. There's only one choice, Pacifico Bakery. Since 1947, Pacifico Bakery has been a staple in central Pennsylvania, and they continue to be a favorite with the freshest breads, rolls, and more. Be sure to visit Pacifico's outlet store, 1208 Fifth Avenue, Altoona, open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30, and Saturday, 9 to 2:30, closed Wednesdays and Sundays. Give your family only the best bread from Pacifico Bakery of Altoona.
Accio Baseball! Wizarding Weekend is coming to PNG Field. Friday, July 31st, be one of the first fans to take home the Connor Griffin the Great bobblehead presented by Peoples. Plus, Springneck Bobble Trading returns. Bring your collection, trade with fans from across the country, and see what you walk out with. Then on Saturday, August 1st, the Sorting Hat has spoken. The Curve take the field in stunning Gryffindor-inspired jerseys with Game Ward jerseys auctioned at MILBauctions.com to benefit family services. And after the final out, stick around for a fireworks show that's straight up magical over PNG Field, thanks to Home Genius Exteriors, Healthcare First Credit Union, Breeze Line, and Ferb Everett. And then on Sunday, we wrap it up with adventure and fantasy themed fireworks presented by Breeze Line, Penn Highlands Healthcare, Leakey's Flooring by Nisley, and McDonald's. Don't let this weekend disappear on you. Tickets are available at AltoonaCurve.com, calling 877-99-CURVE, or stopping by the PNG Field box office. Accio Baseball, Wizarding Weekend at PNG Field. Make your way to Curve PA today!
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Chevron is reporting an upbeat quarter. The stock's up 2%. The energy giant says its merger with Hess is working out better than expected. Its U.S. production topped 2 million barrels of oil per day in the quarter, which is a record, and it was helped by U.S. refineries. Amazon shares are rallying, up 13%. Demand jumped in the recent quarter for its cloud computing, AWS, Amazon Web Services. Sales for AWS jumped 37% in the period. Apple's sales rose to a record for the summer quarter, though Apple says it is dealing with higher prices for components and it's dealing with supply issues for chips. Apple shares are down 7%. Microsoft set a record yesterday. Its stock market value rose $450 billion, the largest one-day gain on record for a company. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will feature partly sunny skies with a high of 83. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low of 60. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high of 82. On Sunday, there will be a thick cloud cover, breezy and humid conditions. It will not be as warm with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm expected, along with a high of 75. Monday will be humid with a couple of showers. The morning will see considerable cloudiness, but the sun will break through the clouds at times in the afternoon. Expect a high of 76. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
See and hear what referee Rich and Dave Shannon really think with WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
It's 7:48, and Dave just reminded me by talking about something.
What a wild.
That we,
the music is
something
like
that area. We have talked about.
Yes.
As far as saving arms go for the playoffs, which I don't know why the Pirates are doing it, but anyway.
Spawned by a text that we got in.
Last night, the Curve pitcher that started the game.
Johan Ramirez.
No, it was Stumbo.
Oh,
let's get
the
ready
Curve
to Stumbo!
Game. Yes, okay.
All right, he did very well.
Yeah, he did.
Well,
six innings, right?
Six innings, but he went over 100 pitches.
Oh, my God, his arm fell off.
Well, they had to rush him for surgery. No, we're kidding. Don't take, hey, I heard Stumbo had surgery from the radio this morning. We're kidding. It's a joke. Because Pirate pitchers aren't allowed to go anywhere near 100 pitches. But he was pitching so well. He let him in, and Andy Fox let him in, and he went six innings. He got the win. And but he went over 100 pitches because even one of the girls in the booth even brought that up. She said, is that right on the board, 100 pitches? Because we keep track on the auxiliary scoreboard. And I said, yeah, it's 100 pitches. So, boy, Stumbo went over 100 pitches last night.
Man, and his arm's still attached.
And we hung on to win.
Yeah, wow.
8-9-2 lead, and it ended up, it actually, Bowie, I knew I'd say it, Chesapeake got it to 11-10 in the eighth inning.
Crazy stuff.
Yes, it was crazy.
All right, hats off to a hero time, and we're saluting today Altoona Police Department Officer Casey Winters. Officer Winters, thank you for putting your life on the line for us. Hats off to heroes, brought to you by Brumbaugh Fireworks, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, Brent Cogan Electrical Services, and 3ECHO Emergency Solutions. Once again, taking our hat off to Officer Casey Winters of the Altoona Police Department today. Thank you for what you do. A little cleanup on aisle four quickly, as Rich has, stuff he has to talk about Kempner's Grandview Meats.
Clean up in aisle four. Clean up in aisle four.
Now, Rich had talked about getting a new vehicle. Well, instead of thinking about the math, are you really saving money buying a new car you don't need? That's where you made the mistake, Texter, on one that gets better gas mileage. Saying that he didn't need that is not accurate at all. Okay, he had an old vehicle that was doing some serious nickel and diming him to death. And he just happened to throw in that it got bad gas mileage.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that it was an older vehicle. It was a 2011 vehicle. Parts were becoming scarce for it.
Yeah.
And those scarce parts got very expensive. And it would be much better off for me to go get another vehicle where I got the best warranty on the planet. And I don't have to worry about repairs, and I get 3 to 4 times better gas mileage. So, yeah, it was worth it.
And we have someone who apparently thinks he's our father. Luke, I am your father. Anyway, let's say you spend $35,000 on hybrid, gets 54 miles per gallon, driving 1,000 a month with gas at $4.29. At 54 miles per gallon is 18.51 gallons at a cost of $79. $79.40. Because this guy would just lose his mind if I didn't say $79.40. Old car gets 20 miles per gallon. Drive 1,000 a month is 50 gallons at a cost of $214. You saved $135 a month on gas. Saving $135 a month, you'll break even on the $35,000 you spent in 260 months or 21 years. Boy, I'll tell you what, that was, and I sent a message back to the texter that says, you must have a lot of time on your hands to get that detailed and send that text to us. By the way, he did reply to that, and he said, too much time on my hands, sticks. Where the heck is that? It's here. This guy, yeah, Dad. Dad said, too much time on my hands. Song by Styx. Well, okay. Thank you so much. And another quick one here. Dry run. Our hopes and prayers is that George brought you bacon today because of that scare on the bacon on Wednesday.
No, he didn't.
But what he brought was fine.
Oh, absolutely.
A local grocery store celebrating, I guess, their 95th anniversary, and their little flyer says eggs, 3 dozen for 95 cents. So now we know where that big truck full of eggs went, straight to the Giant Eagle warehouse.
I guess. All right.
Okay. So there you go. That's that one. And final one, cream chip beef at Tom and Joe's is the best. I agree. Thank you. All right, on to more food because it is
Kempner's
Rib Day.
Time, it's Baby Back Ribs Friday. Beef tips and noodles, meatloaf, pepper, steak, and rice, the fish dinner, the potluck today, steak and bacon sub, the steak and bacon, bacon steakin', steak and bacon sub today at Kempner's Grandview Meats, along with the sausage and pepper sandwich. Tomorrow, the menu includes spaghetti and meatballs, pot pie, chicken and noodle, and the potluck tomorrow, ham and scallop taters. Yum. That's a comfort food if there ever was one. Also on the everyday menu, smash burgers and steak subs. You can also get whole or half subs of Italian, turkey, roast beef, ham, or a combo of all those. Chris's cakes are in the back. Cream pies are also available. Creamsicle milk is available. And everything that isn't nailed down in the store is for sale. Open today, 8:30 to 5. Tomorrow, 8 to 3. They're closed Sunday and Mondays. All right. George picked three contestants for the Grand Slam contest. And Terry Feigert had a chance last night. You missed it by one batter, Terry. We had five home runs hit by the curve last night. One was after we had the bases loaded in the same inning, the next batter. Oh, man. Mark Lauber tonight, or Lauber. Mark, you are tonight's contestant. And the first contestant for the month of August will be Jack Washko. And Sunday will be Paul Anna. All right, so those are our three contestants. Mark Lauber tonight, Jack Washko tomorrow, and Paul Anna Sunday. Now, if the curve hit a grand slam in any one or all of those games, all of those contestants or any one of those contestants will win a $100 gift card from Kepner's. So be listening. You got the whole game. You've got every curve batter. You have multiple opportunities for those grand slams. And again, we hit five home runs last night.
Wow.
Nothing. Well, we came really close to a grand slam.
Yeah, I'll say.
Didn't pan out. All of that from our friends at Kepner's.
Grandview meets AccuWeather. Partly sunny, 83 today. Partly cloudy, 60 tonight. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow and a high of 82. Some thunderstorms on Sunday and humid, but a high of 75. And we have the details coming up here on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA. 62 and sunny at 756.
If you have a project that needs excavation, there's only one name to remember, Zane Helsel Excavating. Zane Helsel Excavating has been in operation since 1956, family-owned for three generations, providing excavation and so much more, like land grading. They'll handle drainage issues, haul stone, slate, crushed slate, topsoil, and dirt. They'll install your driveway, your house foundation, site prep for pole buildings, and land clearing and development. Learn more. Call Zane Helsel Excavating at 814-695-4573.
Ready for summer? Make sure your vehicle is with a visit to Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales. Take advantage of their summer vacation special. Lube oil and filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire pressure, tire rotation, brake and battery inspection, just $59.99 with conventional oil, $79.99 with synthetic oil. Keep cool with an air conditioning performance check, including testing of your overall system cooling and more. Only $59.99. Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg.
Well, it's official. My friends have all switched to Pure Talk because I told them they could save a bunch of money on a super reliable high-speed network with unlimited data. And because they're my friends, they trust me. As for the rest of you, well, Pure Talk understands that even though you might like me, you're not just going to take my word for it, nor should you. For that reason, and for a very limited time, Pure Talk is offering any of their plans for just $15 a month for the first 3 months, including their top-tier unlimited plan that normally sells for $65 a month. Think of it like a test drive, a super simple way to save $150 while you kick the tires on Pure Talk's blazing fast network, and a fine way to see for yourself why I switched from Big Wireless, along with a few hundred thousand of my closest friends. Dial #250, say micro, and be connected to Pure Talk's friendly U.S. customer service team. Again, dial #250, say micro, and let the savings begin.
See referee Rich and Dave Shannon's pre-show workout sessions with WRTA Plus. Now you've got WRTA Mornings on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Okay. We are done for the day, the week, and the month.
By the way, on this giant eagle thing, I just pulled up their website. It says, Crystal Spring large eggs, 3 dozen for 95 cents.
All right. There you go. We checked it out.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right.
And the texter also sent a picture of it. So there you have it.
There you go.
All right. We'll be back on Monday, in theory.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next month.
Yeah, there you go. All right. See you then. See you, bye!
On a final note, kids, don't forget to eat your broccoli. It's good for you.
The voice.